Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got it out. I'm very excited about having our good friend Don Boudreau back on the show. Dr. Don Boudreau is professor of economics at George Mason University, the author of Globalization, and the only person who from a free trade standpoint, makes me look like a piker. Don Boudreau, welcome back to the show. Don, I'm not having trouble hearing you.
Hello?
There he is. There you go. Hey, Don. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be here, Jim.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, Don, I was just telling the audience that you make me look like a piker when it comes to being a free trader. And one of the things that has been going on in the last few years is there have been a few more trade agreements that America has signed, right? Colombia?
Colombia
and Chile and what else? Panama? I've forgotten some of the others. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, it is a good thing compared to the alternative. I mean, as you said, if I make you look like a piker, my position, which is, by the way, the position of lots of economists, is one for unilateral free trade, where Uncle Sam says, look, we will let our consumers buy from whomever they want, wherever they can get the best deal, and we'll let our sellers sell wherever they can sell, wherever they can get the best deal.
Aren't the agreements necessary because all companies have, I mean, all countries have to agree to that, right? Because America says that doesn't mean that Egypt's going to say that.
No, it doesn't mean they're going to say that, but it's still the best policy. You let other countries pursue their own policy. It's still the best, economically, the best policy for any one country is to have free trade. Now, because politically, that's unlikely, the way we move closer to free trade, although we don't get fully there, is through these bilateral and multilateral agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA and these other trade agreements.
Right. Right.
So they make things better than they would otherwise. They move us towards free trade.
Why don't we have your kind of a system? Is it because politicians like to be in control of things? And isn't that really what it's all about? Because if they adopted your attitude, certain politicians wouldn't be able to say, you know, we don't like your environmental policies. We don't like your labor policies, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, the people who benefit from protectionism, from high tariffs and import restrictions, are always producer groups. You know, certain existing industries and often their workers. They stand to benefit if their competition is eliminated. And politicians respond to that because it's a tit for tat in the political process. And that is combined, quite honestly, with a failure by members of my profession, economists, to adequately explain to the general public the benefits of free trade. Most of the general public have a bias against trade, and it's because they don't understand that they think they do, but they don't.
Well, we don't even have free trade, if you think about it. If labor is a product, we don't even have free trade in the United States across the country because of the because, you know, we still have 26 states who don't have right to work laws.
There are all sorts of problems with restrictions on labor within the United States. I agree with you.
Which I would like to talk about in the next segment, because as you know, Michigan has recently, incredibly, and I mean that, folks, incredibly, Michigan this week has passed a right-to-work law to become, to join 23 other states as having the right to work in that state. We come back, we're going to explain what that means and why not having a right to work law in all states is basically, you know, not having free trade with regard to labor for the individual and for a company. So our good friend Don Boudreau, Dr. Don Boudreau, author of Globalization, and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.